I'm not scared, he says. I was just wondering what was taking you so long. What's next? Cal asks. Everyone looks at me. My stomach rumbles like it does when I have to read the Bible aloud in Sunday school. And now I'm even more nervous because I don't want to mess this up. Flipping through the Bible, I search for the verses. Were they in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? A thick figure limps toward us, the moon casting a glow behind him. It only takes a second to realize the figure dressed in a dark suit and clip-on tie with a Bible in his hand is Ferris. As he nears, I notice he's clean-shaven and his hair is slicked back with some kind of smelly tonic. I'm sorry I'm late. I smile and punch his shoulder. You're not late, Ferris. You're right on time. Kate slips off her sandals and helps Zachary take his shoes off. Then she holds his hand and guides him into the lake until she's waist deep. The water fills Zachary's tent shirt like a balloon. The rest of us shuck off our shoes and follow them. Cal and I move to one side of Zachary. Kate and Malcolm are on the other. Ferris leaves the Bible on the ground and wades into the water until he's directly in front of Zachary.